public school is a school, it's an open school without curriculum, where everyone can suggest classes that they want to take or classes that they want to teach. The public school Berlin opened in September last year, and it's in fact still in the process of opening, I would say. There is an organizing committee, and Fiona and I are representing it tonight, but there's actually Alex Orema, Tim Murray, Danny Shep, and Tigran May, they're all members of that committee, and hopefully they can join the discussion later on as well. We're just going to, Fiona will talk a bit about what the school is and how it started, then I'm going to talk about how it works, and yeah, then try to share some thoughts about the state of things here in Berlin.
So the public school was founded in 2007 by Telecarts Exchange, a nonprofit in Los Angeles, and the first class was held in January 2008. So what you see here is the timeline that is also part of the application for this exhibition here. And since its opening, the school, schools have been founded in various cities like Chicago, Philadelphia, but like in cities, Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, Paris, Durham, Brussels, San Juan, Helsinki, and recently Berlin. And they also closed in Chicago and most recently in Paris. And the public school Berlin started in September 2010 after the 13-day seminar There's Nothing Less Passive Than the Act of Lean, organized by Jean-Marc Ricardo Waldorf and Fiona Witten from the public school Los Angeles. And happening each day at a different place in Berlin. The seminar looked at the topic of exodus in form of a daily reading group. So people who attended the seminar formed the first committee in Berlin and scheduled the very first class called The Future of the Public School Berlin to discuss the possibilities to open a public school in Berlin, which then happened. And the public school is hosted by a program, an initiative for art and architecture collaboration. Berit already mentioned. Where we can use to actually use classes. So since then, a few classes took place, some people left the committee and new people joined. So now, Putin is doing how it works.
So in terms of how the school works, everybody can, through the website, propose a class, as I said, that they want to teach or that they want to take. There's this rotating committee that meets regularly to discuss the proposals and organize a schedule. This diagram is kind of, I mean, as you see, there's no rigid linear process. It's more an attempt to map out all the different possibilities in which things can happen at the public school. And I find that it's actually this flow that constitutes the public school in a way. Some of the different examples of the routes that the proposal can take is someone can propose a class, a very specific class with a bibliography and a very well thought idea, and say that they want to teach it. Someone can have a very specific idea but cannot teach it. Someone can have a very not well thought out at all idea that they want to teach or that they don't want to teach. Sometimes people can invite someone else to propose a class. There's classes that are copied over from other schools. That's one of the kind of communication channels between the schools. You can easily through the website copy over a class. And there's classes also that can come out of a class. So at the end of the meetings, someone says, "Oh, I would like to research this topic further," and then another class comes out of it. And the classes vary in length. There's no specific protocol. Some classes happen once. Some classes meet various times. This whole process takes place through this website. These are some of the classes that have been proposed to the school here. as you see there is a range of classes, some with more theory heavy, some not so many, but still some more practice oriented or technical classes. These are some examples from some research proposed classes. Just as based on what I was saying before, this like this is a kind of well thought out class by someone who's studying Hegel. I think what is the PhD? And there's a comment function on the website where people can start communicating about the class. So once someone is on the website, you can click here to say that you're interested, and or you can click here to say that you want to teach this class. This is an example of a class that's more spontaneous. Oh, I would like to learn more about the early Soviet cinema. Who else is interested in it? The process from that point on is that we wait for more interest to gather about a class, and then the idea is that the committee tries to schedule it. We'd like to briefly introduce some classes that that have happened in these past months, more so as examples of different ways of classes. Alex had proposed and actually ran the class, so maybe he can briefly say something about it.
So this was one of the first classes I did in Berlin, by the name of Territorial Regimes, and it was part organized as a way to re-engage the Iraqi embassy, which is an abandoned building. It's known pretty well in the abandoned buildings here in Berlin, and it began as a sort of artistic sort of intervention, and then evolved into an idea of engaging the site not just just physically with artwork, but also discursively with this, with a class. And so, rather than have like a formal, the exhibition was open to anyone who wanted to participate. And basically, the first class was held at the embassy itself to discuss ideas of territoriality and how related to how we engage the site, and also broader topics in territoriality. Global discourse, and then the class. Then it was a four-day class. First class, obviously, we called the embassy, and then the other three classes at a program that hosts the public school here. And the last day, we took a different trajectory, and we invited a speaker to come in from the American Academy, who had done work in Iraq. And that was a pretty interesting tangential note from where we had gone, but more loose philosophical discussions to be grounded in actual or common ground in the Iraq.
I have two questions. Very brief, simple question. My lessons speak all English. Because your parents, you seem to be native speakers. Are you from the States? Are the schools English, the website in English, or how do you deal with it?
Most of the classes so far have been in English, and the proposals. There are some proposals now that are starting to be in German, and we would hope that that we can have classes in German. Not all of us are English-speaking necessarily. So,
so in general, the websites are bilingual. So every website, except of the German, of the Berlin website, has two languages. So I think he is English and Finnish, for example. And Paris was English and French.
And will there be a German?
I hope so.
Another class that happened in the fall is a neoliberalism class, which Tim attended, I think, so maybe you want to
can you give him the mic? Can you give him the mic?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, please, it's bad acoustic.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this class. It's so that was kind of my entry point into the class. It was led by this guy, well, quasi-led, facilitated by this guy, Dirk, who's hanging out, and he's doing some PhD research in
neoliberal
political science, quasi-political philosophy, neoliberal theory kind of thing. So he had a lot of interesting things to say. I believe this proposal was actually copied from a class that originally started in Los Angeles. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it was also in New York. And Dirk kind of facilitated it, and then it kind of meandered into, he had a bunch of readings. It was like nicely set up. And then kind of meandered into other readings as people kind of got into it and participated. And what was also interesting about it was that it was kind of slow. I mean, it had been a total of 5 times once a month for about 3 or 4 hours. And it's kind of like a nice touchstone in the mind to come back to these issues. Should I say something content-wise about it?
Yes.
Yes,
please. Yes, we read the primary text from neoliberal thinkers of the Chicago School, so Gary S. Becker and Warren Friedman's, what is it called? Capitalism and Freedom. And then we kind of ventured into some Foucault, and then we ventured into these Italian people that are the autonomous autonomia theorists kind of came into the end. Matteo Paspanelli was there once. He had some interesting things to say.
He was there, like his text, or he was there?
He himself.
He, okay.
He was present in the room. Yeah. That's all I'll say about that.
And then just one more example of the class that happened in February and followed a different trajectory. It's a class about the Egyptian revolution. We're also presenting it more just to show the structure. This class happened at the public school in Los Angeles. Fiona copied over the proposal, and then we decided we want to go ahead and organize it. I know an Egyptian artist who lives in Berlin, so I asked her if she can facilitate it, and then she happened to know another guy, a professor of sociology, who just returned from Cairo. So then this class happened, was organized within a week because of the timing of the issue, while other classes take weeks or months or longer to be, and it happened. So going to the website, it's very easy. You have to log in, and then you can easily compose a class, indicate whether you want to take it or teach it, and write something about it. And then the classes appear on this main page, and once they get scheduled, they appear on our calendar, which sadly, I'm here right now. Maybe that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah, as Fotini
said, we wanted to end just with some general thoughts about the school, and then have maybe one or two, at least one thought about regarding those thoughts, how the Berlin public school now is. The public school is basically a framework for a community generated through the classes and the whole procedure of the school and built up by a rotating committee. And this framework, as we heard several times this evening, supports our autodidactic activities. So in other words, the school is driven by the desire to grow a community, a process that naturally takes time. And the aim is to make things happen without having to put too much of a direct material afforded in it so that things will rise. So two main aspects of this are that giving time to each other and to ideas, and to share ideas, experiences, and knowledge. And having this like general idea of building of the public school as something that builds up a community, and the two things I just said, the public school Berlin is currently an utopia. And because the reality of Berlin at the moment is reflecting on the notion of the public school community in Berlin, we have to realize that after 9 months of existence of the school, there still is none yet, actually. So even though we are in the special condition to use a space, unlike in other cities, the school is not only the space, but it is mainly its community, which is so far not formed in Berlin.